Armadoxy for today, Advent Day 48, not Matthew, not Luke. There are three nativity narratives. Two of them are the popular stories around which most Christmas celebrations take place. In the Gospel of Matthew, we briefly encounter the conception and announcement of the virgin birth of Christ to Joseph. Wise men from the east visit Jesus and bring gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Because there are three gifts, most traditions believe there were three men, even though the gospel does not specify the number of men. Beautiful stories and legends have evolved from the travels of the three wise men. Following their visit, we read one of the horror stories of the New Testament, the Massacre of the Innocent. After a stay in Egypt, the Holy Family settles in Nazareth, and Jesus was therefore known as a Nazarene. So says the Gospel of Matthew. In the Gospel of Luke, where the second nativity narrative is found, it is a bit more descriptive. It begins with the conception of both Jesus and his kinsman, John the Baptist. We read about the miraculous birth of both and the meeting of their mothers, Elizabeth and Mary. A precious song sung by Mary, the Asfazazin, glorifying the Lord. Prophecies are exchanged about Jesus and John. The birth of Jesus takes place during a trip that Joseph and Mary have taken to comply with the census. Jesus is born in a stable, wrapped in swaddling cloths, and laid in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Angels and heavenly hosts sing the praises of God. Beyond the birth of Christ, Luke records Jesus' presentation at the temple 40 days after his birth, and Simeon's proclamation. He also records a story of the 12-year-old Jesus who amazes scholars at the temple. Both Matthew and Luke pick up Jesus' biographical sketches at age 30 at the River Jordan, where he was baptized, the beginning point of his ministry. Now, these are the stories that have inspired Hallmark writers to produce cards and movies for the Christmas season and holiday. Front lawns are adorned with nativity sets and bright lights, reminding us of the path of the wise men. There is one more nativity narrative, which is not often shared, but is the cornerstone of Armadoxy. We will visit that story tomorrow, as our Advent season starts to come to a close. Today, we read the Song of Mary, sometimes referred to as the Magnificat, in Armenian, Mezasuse. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has regarded the lowly state of his handmaiden. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud on the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to their seed forever. Amen.